So I haven't posted a ramble in a while, and I guess like reposting or releasing any content again is sort of making me think back on the past couple of years. God, it's been like 2.5 years. That seems so long. But I miss certain things, but certain things that I miss also were such a source of stress for me. It's hard to explain it. A lot of my close friends from GWA aren't really around anymore, and or they've been around for a while, but they don't really post. And they might like lurk or... Sorry, my neighbors are being really loud, if you can hear that. So like my interactions sort of changed toward the end of everything, the first time around, before I kind of wiped everything to give myself a break. And I do miss like releasing scripts, but I was doing it so often and I did it so frequently that it kind of took on a mind of its own. And this is, I'm not saying that I would have had it any other way, but I never, ever imagined that so many people would take an interest in my writing or wanted to perform it. So there were days when I had 5 or 6 fills of different scripts. And I don't know how many scripts I released. Maybe I should look that up, but it was a lot. I mean, shit, I know audio-wise, I had like hundreds, scripts. I had quite a bit. So there were days when I'd have 5 or 6 fills of my own scripts, posted, and I was so involved that I wanted to give everyone a listen and write everyone a unique comment, and that took a lot of time. Some of my scripts were really long, and say somebody recorded a 30-minute script fill, and I had 3 or 4 of those, that's 2 hours of listening a day, and it got to be too much to keep up with, but I also didn't want to let anyone down or make anyone think I didn't like or wasn't encouraging them to do and perform and feel sexy. So it felt like a lot of responsibility that I couldn't really keep up with. The community at large, I mean, I had some bad experiences, which I know I've spoken about in the past. Namely like harassment and like performer on performer kind of abuse, and some bad experiences with some script writers. But other than that, the good positives were just how encouraging everyone can be and how accepting everyone's been and is. And, I still like that. And it's been nice, I have to admit, like being able to step back and not feel so pressured and stressed out and anxious about all of it. I can't feasibly, and I couldn't at the time feasibly anymore, reply to every comment, reply to every PM, reply to every script fill. It was just way too much. It sort of like went off the rails. So when I got promoted at my job again, it made me sort of sit down and say, how can I balance this hobby with my, you know, personal and professional life? And I couldn't. So I think people have questioned why I did that. And I know I wrote the note in the update, and I've gotten various feedback on that, whether I like it or not. I've had people tell me I shouldn't be posting anymore. And And, you know, you're allowed to think whatever you want about me, but I think the people who think it's not fair for me to post, I mean, why should I not be able to? It's something I enjoy, you know? It's not fair to take something away from me if I enjoy it and I want to do it every once in a while. I did miss it, and obviously I did something new because I got an idea and that made me excited again. God, I felt so rusty trying to improvise again. And I've had ideas for scripts that I may or may not write, but I'm just so on the fence about reposting any scripts or releasing any new scripts. And I loved that I was able to have that outlet and write these fantasies and hear people voice them. That was so thrilling. But at the same time, I don't want it to be like it was before, where I can't feel like I can keep up with it. God, sorry, I'm really tired right now. It's like middle of the day, sleepy voice. But just that, and I'm reading my PMs and my comments, and I might not write you back, but please don't think that doesn't mean I don't care or I haven't read it or I don't appreciate it, because I do. It's hard to explain everything unless you were on my side of things. And luckily I've had a couple of people I've been able to talk to about all of this, like the past couple of years, and really wonderful in me voicing my concerns about, I guess, everything that was happening. And I honestly, when I first started recording, never thought anyone would listen to me. So you can imagine my surprise that things went the way that they did. And, you know, I used to act, and it's really fun to do this, to perform, and to use my dirty mind in a productive, engaging way, I guess. But yeah, thank you.